位听众大家好，欢迎大家回来收听 2CR 澳洲中文广播电台。今天我们电台很高兴能够邀请到 Epping 的州议员 Monica Tuthope 来到我们的电台当中。 Monica 你好，我是今天的节目主持人 Sally。
So good morning everyone, welcome to 2CR Radio. Today we are our pleasure to having Monica Tuthope, the member for Epping, in our radio station right now. Hello Monica, I'm Sally, the host for today.
Thank you Sally, thank you so much for having me. It is a real privilege to be here.
多谢你 Sally, 非常感谢你的邀请，我荣幸能够来到这里。
How's your day going? It's an early morning.
不知道你今天过得怎样呢？今天是非常早来到我们电台当中。
Yes, and first day of term three for my daughter, who's at Murray Farm Public. So a slightly chaotic start back to the school term, but that's the juggle that I know many parents experience.
是啊。今天是我的女儿在 Murray Farm 公立学校第三个学期的第一天，所以今早上有点混乱，不过这个正是许多的家长每日面对的一个现实。
Yes, I believe you can manage it.
我相信你一定能够处理好和安排好你的时间的。
Very well.
Thank you.
So to start off, can you please briefly introduce yourself to our audience first?
首先不知道你可不可以跟各位听众简单介绍一下自己呢？
Sure, so I'm Monica Tuthope. I'm the member for Epping. I'm a mum. I've got two little girls who are 5 and 3. I live with them and my husband in Carlingford. We have a life that is probably like many families in the Epping electorate. My daughter attends Murray Farm. We do swimming lessons. We've just got that real juggle of modern life. And, you know, I'm very much a member of the community, I hope, and I care really deeply about making sure our community is safe and very well connected. Before becoming the member for Epping, I've worked largely in public policy. So I've spent 13 years working in public policy, starting out with the Australian government down in Canberra. I had the opportunity to work in the office of the Prime Minister down there. And then I returned to Sydney, where I worked for former Premier Dominic Perrottet as his head of policy and deputy chief of staff. So I've had a lot of experience around government and know very much how government policy can shape people's lives and improve them and make their lives better, and really have a focus on making Sydney and New South Wales the best place to live and raise a family.
Mm-hmm. 当然可以啦，我是 Epping 选区的州议员 Monica Tuthope， 我亦都是一位母亲，有两个年幼的女儿，分别为5岁和3岁。我和丈夫以及孩子们住在 Carlingford， 我们的生活和很多 Epping 的家庭一样。我的女儿在 Murray Farm 在这里上学，我们参加游泳课，亦都有现代家庭常见的忙碌。我非常重视令到我们的社区更安全，更紧密地联系。在担任州议员之前，我在公共政策领域工作了13年，从肯培拉的联邦政府开始，包括曾在总理办公室工作，后来回到去悉尼担任前州长 Dominic Perrottet 的政策主管和副幕僚长。我有丰富的政府经验，并深知政策如何能够改善人们的生活。
So actually, what inspired you to pursue a career in politics?
咁所以系乜嘢启发你从政嘅咧
？I really love the community of Epping. It's where I grew up, and I wanted to make it an even better place to live and to work and to be able to raise a family. As a parent too, I really understand the pressures that young families are experiencing, and I wanted to make sure that that experience was well represented in the views of people that are making the laws that shape people's lives. And I know on the Liberal Party side, which I represent, there are a lot of young parents, and we really try and make sure that we're taking that view as parents into policy making. I've also had a lot of experience in government policy, so I know how it can shape people's lives, and I want to make sure that the decisions made by government reflect the views of the community, that we're listening to the community. And for me, that means a very big focus on education, on job security, affordable housing, and making sure that we are creating opportunities for people in the community and that we are meeting their aspirations and allowing them to live the lives that they want to live. love.
我自细喺 Epping 长大，深爱呢个社区。我希望能够令到佢成为一个更适合生活同养育孩子嘅地方。作为一位母亲，我理解年轻家庭面对嘅压力，亦都希望呢啲真实嘅经验能够反映到政策制定过程当中。自由党入面有许多年轻的家长好像我一样，我们努力将这些实际的经验带入政策的制定当中。此外，基于我在政府工作过的经历，我希望确保政府的决策能够真正听到社区的声音，因此我特别重视教育、就业保障、可负担住房，以及帮助人们实现他们想要的生活。
It's good to hear, because it will lead to our next question would be, what led you to join the Liberal Party?
咁唔知有乜嘢令到你选择加入自由党嘅咧
？Yeah, so you know, for me, the Liberal Party is very much a good fit for me because I believe in personal responsibility and reward for effort and strong communities supported by responsible government. You know, and the Liberal Party's values of hard work and economic freedom really reflect my own, especially when it comes to education and reward for opportunity. I want government that supports people to succeed, and not one that makes life harder or more expensive. And for me, the Liberal Party is the party that can truly deliver that and can very much reflect the views of families and strong communities.
自由党的价值观同我一致，包括个人责任、努力有回报，以及由负责任的政府支撑起强大的社区。我相信政府应该给予人民成功的工具，而不是令到生活更加困难。自由党强调教育和机会的价值观亦都同我一样。我希望政府能够帮助人们成长发展，而不是加重负担。
So you already mentioned that you have been working a long way in the politics career already, but you're also as a new member for Epping recent years.
Yes.
By election, we know that. So how do you actually communicate with the local people when you come to a new member into Epping?
你虽然在政府方面工作了很久，但你作为 Epping 的新任议员，不知道你又是如何跟当地的社区建立联系的呢？
Good question, because I have been in the job for only a short period. I was elected in a by-election in November last year, or October was the by-election and formally declared in November. And I would say that modern politics is quite challenging. It is harder than ever to reach people in terms of where they get their news from. People get their news, you know, young people in particular get their news from social media, some of the more traditional forms of media like your local newspaper or local radio stations are not as much of a presence as they once were. So it is certainly a challenge to get out to people. I take my job quite seriously in trying to meet as many voters as possible. So for me, that means doing things like having mobile offices or listening posts and really getting out into the community and making sure people know that I'm available to talk to them. Going to a cafe, for example, and sort of saying, come to me. You don't have to make an appointment. I will come to your community. I'll come out to your suburb and have a listening post. You can come to me and raise your concerns with me. One of the other things that I try and do quite regularly too is just knock on people's doors and, you know, sort of go to them, take myself to them and sort of say, I am your local MP, how can I help? Or what are your issues that you would like to raise with me? And that's a really effective way of having very meaningful conversations with people who might otherwise not get an opportunity to meet their local MP.
这个很好的问题。我做州议员的时间还不长，这个是在去年10月份在党内补选当中当选的，并在11月份正式就任。现代的政治很具挑战性，因为人们获取资讯的方式变化很大，尤其是年轻人主要依靠社交媒体，好像地方报纸或者电台这类传统的媒体已经不好像过去那么容易接触到大众。所以我很认真看待一份工作，尽量接触更多的选民。我会设置流动办公室，举办倾听站，甚至走入咖啡店，邀请大家一起来倾下。你无需要预约，我会主动地行入社区当中。同时我亦都会定期上门拜访，向居民介绍自己，询问他们的关切。这个是一种非常有效的交流方式，尤其是那些平常不会主动联系议员来讲的人。
So actually, what kind of concerns did you hear from the locals?
咁截至目前嚟睇，喺啲活动当中，你听到居民会对乜嘢嘅议题比较关注嘅咧？
Many. You know, the Epping electorate is a fantastic electorate. It has some really different and diverse suburbs. So from Cheltenham through to Tilopia, Dundas Valley, each of the suburbs is quite different. But what I think makes Epping sort of quite amazing is that people genuinely do love living there. That being said, it can always improve. And I think for many of the suburbs in the electorate, probably not dissimilar to other parts of Sydney, there has been really significant growth in housing. So certainly the suburb of Epping itself has changed dramatically over the last couple of years. That has been partly down to the fact that we've had a new metro go in, and that has been a really great piece of public transport. And that has brought with it a whole lot of apartment complexes. And I think on balance, I understand that. That we need some more density around train stations, but more people definitely needs to be met with more services and more amenities. And so I hear from people that as their suburbs grow and change, they want the infrastructure to keep up and they want the services to keep up. So that means that I have raised with me quite often a couple of issues. Bus connections. So we have some fantastic public transport options in Epping. We have the light rail, we have the metro and the trains, and we also have some interchanges on the M2. But we need to be able to get people to those interchanges and to those public transport options. So we definitely need some more bus connections so that people feel like they can take the light rail or the metro. I also hear a lot from people about education. So we have some of the best schools in the state easily, but people want to make sure that that level of education is of a very high standard and that the facilities are also really good as well. And I know that there's been a bit of pressure around Carlingford West, and that's been a school that is being redeveloped at the moment. So that's good. But that level of making sure that the schools keep up with the demand and enrollment growth from students is incredibly important to the parents in my area. And then I hear a lot about sort of local amenity and the way that Epping electorate and the suburbs look and the kinds of places that they are to live in. Mm-hmm. So, for example, that has been reflected lately in projects like Dents Park Pool, a pool that has been closed now for a very long time, and that means the community can't access what is a very important asset to the community. And as more people live in apartments, I think places like Dents Park Pool become even more important. You really do need community spaces or sort of third places where people can go that isn't their home, that isn't their workplace, where they can get together for that very real connection, do exercise, spend time with their families. And Dents Park should be one of those places. Unfortunately, it's still closed at the moment. I am working very hard with Parramatta Council and my federal colleagues to try and find a way forward on that project, because the community have told me very loud and clear they don't want that pool to close, and that pool is very important to them. And then there are other projects too, like the Epping Town Centre. Epping as a suburb has the metro, has the train station, it is a town centre, but it doesn't look like one. And I know that's been a concern of residents for many years now. I want to be realistic with them that that process of changing the way that Epping looks is going to take some time. It is a council project. I have been working very closely with them on what their master plan looks like, and I want to make sure that the community has an opportunity to have a say. But that change isn't going to happen tomorrow, but it does need to happen. And I want to make sure that when that sort of development comes to Epping in terms of that town centre, that it reflects community views. And then elsewhere across Epping, other than, you know, because the electorate isn't just one suburb, there are lots of different suburbs. I'm constantly sort of advocating for the community when it comes to just making sure that it's a great place to live. And that might mean, for example, traffic lights mm-hmm. at local roads and state roads. It might mean funding to do upgrades to community facilities. People do genuinely love their suburbs and they enjoy living in this part of Sydney, but that doesn't mean we can't can't do better.
Mm-hmm. 非常之多。Epping 嘅选区组成非常多元，从 Chatham 到 Tilopia 同埋 Dundas Valley， 每个区域都好唔一样，但大家普遍都非常之喜欢住喺呢个区域当中。但正因为如此，我哋见证咗住房快速成长，特别喺 Epping 呢个本区入边，新嘅地铁线路带嚟大量嘅新建公寓，虽然增加咗车站周边密度系合理嘅，但同时亦都必须有相应嘅服务同基础设施配合。大家希望有更多嘅公共交通，包括巴士接驳到地铁同 M2 线路。我哋虽然有轻轨同火车，但仍需要巴士去衔接呢啲设施。教育方面亦都是大家很关心的问题。我们这里有全州最好的学校之一，但家长希望学校能够持续维持高品质，特别在学生人数快速增加的情况底下，例如在 Collingford West 小学目前正是扩建以应对本地的需求。而居民亦都很关注居住环境和公共空间的品质，例如好像 Dennis Park游泳池已经关闭许久，随着越来越多的居民住入公寓入边，这些类型的公共空间和公共娱乐措施变得越来越重要。Dennis Park 原本是一个令到家庭聚会、运动和联系感情的地方。我正是同 Parramatta 市议会以及联邦议员合作，希望推动此案，因为社区的声音非常明确，他们不想失去这座泳池。還有另一個大議題是 Epping 市中心，我們有地鐵和火車站，但我們的市中心就不好像市中心一樣，居民希望改善一點，雖然這個不會在一朝一夕之間完成，但我已經和議會密切合作，確保市中心的發展計劃能夠反映民意。
So you also mentioned about state and local roads. So we get into the traffic right
yeah.
now. You talk a lot of points, but we get into
yeah,
that one
sure.
first. So you mentioned the state and local roads. What is different of that kind of like upgrades of roads of different like state and local level?
咁头先啊，你亦都提到咗州政府同地方政府分别嘅道路责任。咁喺道路升级方面，其实呢两者有啲乜嘢分别嘅咧？
Yeah. So. Not necessarily everyone knows this, but the ownership and responsibility for roads is divided between state governments and local councils. So state governments tend to have responsibility for your major arterial type roads, like, for example, in my electorate, that would be Pennant Hills Road, Carlingford Road, Beecroft Road. Some of those bigger roads are the responsibility of the state government for fixing potholes and things like that. And then local roads, the streets that you're more likely to live on in a community, they are the responsibility of local councils. I think that's why it's so important that those two levels of government work together. As more people move into the area, that necessarily brings more traffic. I would love for it to be the case that everyone was able to use public transport all of the time. That's just not the case. Cars are still very much a feature of our life in Epping. So as the suburbs do grow and change, people definitely want to see that government is listening to them in terms of making sure that the roads are repaired in a timely manner, that the congestion is thought about, that traffic lights are installed at appropriate places to improve the traffic flow. So it's really something that I'm constantly focused on in terms of the way people move about the suburb and get to where they need to get to in terms of their work or seeing family in other suburbs or getting to Saturday sport. It's a very big feature.
当然不是每个人都知道其实道路的责任是由州政府和地方议会分别去负责的。州政府主要负责是主要的干道，譬如我的选区当中的 Pennant Hills Road、Carlingford Road 和 Beefcroft Road 等，这些是交通繁忙的主干道，而修补路洞等维修工作则由州政府去负责。而地方议会则负责住宅区的一些小街道，这也就是说居民每日出走的街道当中。所以两级政府必须紧密合作，特别在人口持续增长的情况底下，交通变多就需要更加完善的规划，例如红绿灯设置、交通拥堵等解决方案及时的道路维修等。
I was living in Epping before as well, in those like high rise.
Did you move?
Yes, I moved.
Oh, shame.
I love Epping.
It's great. It's a great place.
It's been for really quiet suburbs and a really good area as well, with a lot of like good infrastructure, especially Metro Cape.
Yeah.
I saw it open in Epping, so I really like it. And so that's why it moved to our next question about the housing issues, because we mentioned about there was a lot of high rise and mid low density housing is like rezoning by the New South Wales state government in different kind of areas and suburbs nowadays. So how do you think about this policy? Is it like a good gonna be a good policy of resolving the housing issue right now?
咁我哋头先讲咗好多，咁我哋嚟讲下有关于住房嘅问题。最近根据新州政府提出的中低密度住宅区发展，有许多的郊区被重新划分，你怎样看这些解决住房危机的方式呢？
So as a young person, I know the challenges that my generation and younger generations face when it comes to trying to get into the housing market. I've only recently bought my first house, and it's happened for me much later in my life than I would have liked. Buying a house, though, has meant that I have been able to put down roots in the community, send my daughter to the local public school, and know that we will be there for many years to come and really be part of the community. And I think that's very important. So I know for younger people, housing is an incredibly important topic right now, and that they all want the opportunity to be able to own a house, not just for the sake of having that house, but because it allows them to become community members. And I think that's very important. So I would acknowledge that the government is making some efforts in this area, and that government should be making policy decisions to try and improve the number of houses and the diversity of housing. So part of the housing topic, for example, is we have to have incentives for older people to be able to downsize into smaller houses and maybe free up some of those bigger houses for families with young children. And that means that people might want to stay in their same suburb. So you do need a bit of diversity in the housing mix. I think there are two big things for me, though. As this density is added to suburbs, and Epping has already seen a lot of density, people want to be properly consulted on whether to add more density, and their voices do genuinely need to be heard. And I don't think it's always helpful to describe those people as NIMBYs. People's suburbs are changing, and that's hard for them. And the other part of that conversation too then is sort of explaining to them that if more people are coming into the community, then the services will keep up, that we will put on more buses, or we will add more pools, or we will add more parks to be able to accommodate those more people, or that the schools won't just be have more demountables because of all the students. So community members, I think, largely understand that more housing may be needed. Not necessarily in Epping because it's had a lot already. But, you know, I know a lot of other suburbs in my electorate are also getting some more housing. But they do want to understand that that additional density comes with additional services. I think I'd also say this, that we can't, when it comes to the housing issue, particularly for young people, there's a lot of focus on just the types of housing and the density and the changes to density that are being made by the state government. And I think there's one really important policy they're not talking about, and that's stamp duty. So, you know, when you go to buy a house and you have to save for a very long time to get the deposit, you are then whacked with a very big stamp duty bill, which either eats into the deposit or is more money that you have to borrow on top of that, maybe from the bank of mum and dad. And I think that makes it really difficult. One policy that I was able to work on when I worked for Dom Perrottet was giving people a choice between paying stamp duty or instead paying a small annual tax amount instead. And I have spoken to people that took up that choice before it got removed. And that was the difference for them between being able to buy a house or not buy a house. So if we genuinely want people to get into the housing market, we can't just talk about more apartment complexes. We also have to talk about the taxes that might be stopping them from getting into housing in the first place. And I'd really love to see that choice come back in New South Wales.
Mm-hmm. I can tell that you really liked it.
I'm very passionate about this topic. I think it's very important for young people. And housing to me is going, if we can't solve some of the housing challenges that we are facing, it's going to have very big ripple effects on the rest of society in terms of people's decisions to have children, in terms of the way that our communities feel and look like. I want communities where there are young children riding their bikes on the street and playing on the ovals. And if we can't do more to get young people into suburbs close to their jobs and close to the city, that would be very sad for Sydney.
作为年轻一代的一员，我非常之了解购房的困难。我亦都是最近才买到人生第一间屋，比我原本期望的时间迟了很多。不过有自己的屋真是令人有了安定感，这个令到我在那个本地的社区扎根，能够将女儿送到去附近的学校，亦都成为真正这样成为社区的一份子。所以我其实很同意需要起更多的楼，但我认为有两个关键的要素不能够忽视。第一个是居民的参与，我们不能够在没有倾听社区的声音底下强行地推动增加密度，变化本身就是不容易，当地的居民有权利去发声。第二是服务要跟上人口成长，我们需要更多的公共交通、巴士、公园、学校，而不是单单只加盖临时的教室。其实还有另一个问题成日被忽略，就是我们的印花税。年轻人好不容易才能够存到首期付款，但他们还需要承担一大笔的印花税去购买房产，这个将会消耗他们的储蓄，或者迫使他们更多地去借钱。我曾经在 Dominic Perrottet 州长手下工作的时候，我们推出过一项政策，令到购房者可以选择一次性地缴纳印花税，或者改为每年缴纳较低的土地税。好多人其实选择了后者，因为这个对一些人来说就是买得起和买不起楼的一个差别。可惜这项政策后来被取消，我真心希望它能够重新实施。
Yeah, because we know that Epping always been a really quiet or filled with housing, although it's like a really high density area, but it's already filled with like low rise housing. Do you believe that those locals people welcome high rise or mid low rise like density housing develop in that area?
我能够睇得出你对呢个议题十分之有热情啊。
Yeah, look, it's quite hard. So there are quite a few big developments happening across my electorate at the moment, and that is very much inconveniencing the people that live around those developments, and I hear from those people quite often. I think it's quite challenging for people to experience that change. And I also, you know, I guess apartment living or sort of townhouse living isn't for everyone, right? I sort of philosophically like the idea of people having the opportunity to also buy a home with a backyard. Mm-hmm. That's what we were able to buy, and it's made a huge difference to my children just to be able to go out and play in the backyard. So whilst I appreciate that more supply may be needed, I still want to give people the opportunity, if they can, to be able to buy a house that standalone, and that's why I think that tax conversation is so important.
没错，住房问题牵动住整个社会，影响人们是否能够生小朋友，社区的氛围和结构。如果我们不能够帮助年轻人住得离工作或者家庭接近的地方，悉尼将会变得很不一样。
Yeah, I believe so as well. It's been more and more difficult nowadays with those taxes and those like inflations. Although the inflation is controlled right now. Yeah, we know that. So I believe that we talk a lot about the road traffic as well as the housing issues. Do you have any things you would like to add on to our audience today?
Epping 一直是一个宁静的社区，你认为当地居民会不会欢迎对于中低密度住宅的发展呢？
Only that I guess I am constantly trying to listen to people and to take their views on board and to use that to do my job very well. And so if there's anyone listening out there that lives in the Epping electorate, please get in touch with me on my social media or, you know, sending me an email because I'd love to hear from you and I'd love to know what your concerns are so that I can do a really good job of representing you. I think the only other thing that I would add is something that I want to make my personal kind of passion project while I have the opportunity is making sure our education system is the best it possibly can be. I believe very much in school choice, in making sure people have choices between public schools and private schools and religious schools, and I will always fight for that, those schools to be available in Epping. And that being said, though, in terms of the choice that people make, once they've made that choice, I want to make sure they're getting the best possible education. Our economy is going to rapidly change with AI, right? And I think the jobs of tomorrow, we can't even imagine today. And education is now more important than ever to give people the opportunity of getting those very secure and well-paying jobs. And I want to make people's aspirations in being able to do that. And so for me, we need to make sure our education system is set up to allow people to get those jobs.
这个问题很复杂。目前我选区内确实有几个大型的建筑案正在进行当中，对周边的居民造成不少的困扰。我知道不是每个人都适合住在公寓或者联排的别墅当中，但就我个人而言，我做事能够有一间有后院的独立屋，这个也是我们家的状况，因为孩子们能够在后院玩乐，这个真的很好的。所以我接受我们可能需要更多的住宅供应，但我们同时也保护大家对买独立屋的期待，这个也是正因为为什么好像印花税改革这样的政策那么关键。
So I heard that Monica is going to have another events happening in this week. We'll be meeting our locals in Carlingford Court, is it?
咁我听讲你今个星期会喺本地同居民喺咖啡店会面喎。
Yeah, no, I'm going to Tilopia. So I'll be at Courtyard Dining in Tilopia Street in Tilopia at 11 o'clock this Friday morning if you wanted to come down and say hello.
Sure. So if anyone would like to meet Monica, our young mother representative, so let's go to
Tilopia.
Tilopia.
Yeah.
This Friday.
And if you can't make Tilopia, you can follow me on Facebook for future listening posts because I try and do them every 2 weeks in different parts of the electorate.
Mm-hmm. 没错。我今个星期五早上十一点会在 Tilopia 的 Courtyard Dining 餐厅同大家见面。我每两个星期都会在不同的地区举办倾听站，令到居民可以随时随地咁过嚟倾偈。如果今个星期你嚟唔到，亦都欢迎追踪我的面书，我会定期咁更新地点同时间。
Yeah. So, I think that's conclude our interview today. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you for having me.
非常之感谢你啊 ，Monica， 感谢你嘅时间。我哋今次嘅节目差唔多啦。
So, 各位听众，我哋下个星期再见，拜拜。